God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours in abundance, for you have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God that it is basis for our meditation this morning is again taken from the first epistle of Peter. We are in chapter 2, verses 13 through 17 as follows. Submit to every human authority because of the Lord, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as those who have been sent by him to punish those who do what is wrong and to praise those who do what is right. For this is God's will, that you silence the ignorance of foolish people by doing good. Do this as free people, and do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but use it as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. These are the words. In the name of Jesus the Christ, who is our King, and we his servants, fellow redeemed in his precious blood. It's sometimes said that in polite conversation there are a few subjects one should not discuss, namely sex, politics, and religion. It's not that it's improper to discuss such things, it's rather that people often have differing opinions about them, and discussing them can make others feel uncomfortable or oppose you and your ideas. But there are times when we need to discuss these topics, as controversial as they may be, where the Bible gives us direction on things like sex and politics. As Christians, we want to make sure that our views are in agreement with God's word, for only then can we speak with the authority of God's word. As we continue our study of the first epistle of Peter this morning, we are reminded that as Christians, we are to be sheep when it comes to human government. We are called upon to submit for the Lord's sake. We are to do so because it is God's will. And we are to remember when doing so that we are free people who are citizens of the highest authority, Christ the King. May God the Holy Spirit bless our study of this word of God. We therefore pray, sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. When the COVID-19 pandemic first began, many Americans took the warnings seriously about the virus. Since we didn't know the seriousness or the extent of the virus, we willingly submitted to things like staying at home, masking up, social distancing. When vaccines became available, some chose to be vaccinated, while others chose not to get the jab. When the COVID-19 pandemic began to drag on, some began to suggest that the pandemic was a joke altogether. There were some who made fun of those who were still concerned about it and continued to stay home, mask up, and social distance. It became popular to refer to those who still followed the dictates of the government and the CDC as sheeple, or simply sheep, in a derogatory way. It was suggested that these sheep couldn't stand on their own two feet and needed to be told what they should do because they were stupid. Let's face it, we human beings can be a terrible combination of arrogant and careless when we want to be. What? Willing submission to government? Never. We are free men and women. We can do what we want to because it's a free country. We are to think for ourselves and do what we feel is right, right? We are not to be sheep. Well, there's just one little problem with that attitude. We are urged in Scripture to willingly submit to every human authority, to every human institution or government because of the Lord. In a sense, we are called upon to be sheep. sheep of the Good Shepherd. That doesn't mean that we can't think for ourselves and shouldn't, but it does mean that after all the thinking is done, we are, unless commanded to disobey God, to be law-abiding citizens. This isn't my opinion. Read it for yourself. Verse 13 and 14. Submit to every human authority because of the Lord, whether to the king as supreme or to governors as those who have been sent by him to punish those who do what is wrong and to praise those who do what is right. This isn't only an important lesson for our day today. It was also an important lesson for those to whom Peter originally wrote. Maybe you remember when we first began our study of this letter that Peter's original readers were a combination of transplanted Jews and Gentiles who were alienated from their former countrymen because they became Christians. Moreover, when these words were first written, it's likely that the Roman emperor was a short, stocky guy named Nero. Remember the guy who burned Rome and blamed it on Christians? Remember the guy who was so twisted that fed Christians to wild animals and covered them in the sap of trees and lit them on fire to light the streets of Rome? That guy. It would be a temptation for these early Christians to think, well, our ruler is an unbeliever and a wicked man. We don't have to respect him or listen to him. Some think the same way today. They declare, he's not my president. What foolishness. We may not approve of the personal life of the man or woman in office. That's fine. We may not approve of the decisions that they make. We may vote against them. We may speak against their actions. But God would still have us submit to their authority and respect them for their office, whether we approve of them or not. We are to be subject, to submit to every human authority. And it's quite clear here that these words refer to different forms of government established by human beings because of the examples he gives. The king as the supreme authority. Governors sent by him. So whether the form of government is a monarchy or a democracy, we are called upon by God to obey the laws of the land. It's not rocket science. It's simple. But please don't miss the reason. We submit because of the Lord, or for the Lord's sake. You notice we're not called upon to evaluate whether or not our leaders deserve our respect, any more than we're called upon to determine whether or not our parents are deserving of our respect. We are simply called upon to obey them, unless they demand we disobey God. We are to submit because we are citizens of heaven. We are to be law-abiding citizens in whatever land we dwell and under whatever government, because to disobey would cast a bad light on our Savior, on our King. We should also recognize the benefit of government, as it's mentioned here. Its purpose is to keep order. Government, in whatever the form, is to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. And so even a government that has injustice and corruption makes everyday life possible for its citizens by doing just that, by punishing lawbreakers and by praising those who abide by the law. But we're not only to submit because we recognize the benefit of government, because it's plainly said, this is God's will. Verse 15, for this is God's will, that you silence the ignorance of foolish people by doing good. Let's face it, because Satan is the ruler of this world and has deceived many, those who follow Christ will always be accused of being the problem in society. Isn't it interesting today that the rich religion whose stated purpose is to kill the unbeliever is declared a religion of peace, while the religion that seeks the eternal good of all is declared to be the problem? In the verses just before these, we were urged to live an honorable life among the Gentiles so that even though they slander you as evildoers, when they observe your noble deeds, they may glorify God on the day he visits us. And so here, we are urged to submit to human authority and live law-abiding lives so that those who slander us as hypocrites may be put to silence. Literally, muzzled like yapping dogs. Let's face it, we do more damage to our Savior's name, to say nothing of the name of our congregation, by doing foolish things and posting them on social media. What we are to do is to glorify God, and in so doing, silence the foolish. Not give them something to talk about. After all, it's one thing to ruin our own reputations by our actions. It's quite another to suffer the Savior's name to be tarnished by our actions. Finally, we willingly submit because we are citizens of the highest power of all. Verses 16 and 17. Do this as free people, and do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but use it as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. My fellow Christians, as citizens of heaven, we are bound to obey one king. He's the one who is crowned on Calvary and who rose again from the dead. He's the one who ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. And in being seated at the right hand of God, he's not merely sitting on some ornate plush throne somewhere looking down upon us all. He's ruling all things for the benefit of his people. We do not submit to human authority because we must or because of fear, but because Christ our King asks that it be so here on earth. We fear no earthly king or ruler, for the Father holds us in his hand. We are free people. In what sense? We have been freed from our former master, Satan. We are set free from the ball and chain that's sin. We are set free from eternal death through Jesus' sacrifice and resurrection. We are free people, and yet we are not to use our freedom to indulge our sinful desires, but use our freedom to serve Christ the King. And so, we are to honor everyone in authority. We are to love the fellowship of believers in which we are united. We are to respect our God. And yes, we are even to honor human authorities. Be sheep, sheep of the Good Shepherd, who has redeemed us to God by his blood. Submit to his rule in heart and mind, and at his command, respect those in authority. All because you are citizens of heaven, and Christ the King would have it so. Before the Lord we bow, the God who reigns above and rules the world below in boundless power and love. Our thanks we bring in joy and praise, our hearts we raise to heaven's high King. Amen. And the peace of God, which far surpasses our human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus till life everlasting. Amen.